Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John chapter 2, verse 11. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. I grew up listening to National Public Radio. It was always on when my dad was driving or in my grandmother's kitchen. We'd listen to replays of Garrison Keillor on Sundays and during the week, Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey liked to show how there is often more to a story than what we are aware of. He weaved narratives filled with amusing or amazing behind-the-scenes details about famous people or historic events. Each episode ended with a surprise twist, revealing who or what the story was about. Then he closed with his famous phrase, "And now you know the rest of the story." Without having all the details, people make all kinds of false assumptions about God. They think he is unfair, unloving, angry. He has little interest in us. He doesn't care about our happiness. The truth is, we can't possibly uncover who God truly is on our own. God is beyond our reach. But God has made himself known to us in Jesus. What do you know about Jesus? There are four books in the Bible that give a detailed account of Jesus' life. But the book of John provides the rest of the story. John doesn't just give us details about Jesus' life and miracles. He goes behind the scenes and shows us how each miracle is a sermon in action. Each miracle teaches us something significant about God. When Jesus turned water into wine, he uncovered what God is like. He is good, gracious, and generous. Jesus doesn't decrease joy, he multiplies it. He wants to share in our joys and solve our challenges. That's why Jesus came to earth. He came to help us in our need. He came to destroy the devil's work by his death on the cross. And by his resurrection, he opened heaven to all who believe in him. Like Jesus' disciples, may what we learn of him in the Bible cause us to believe in him. Dearest Jesus, use what you tell me about yourself in the Bible to cause me to believe that you are my God and Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.